Good morning, everybody. Good yontif for those celebrating Yom HaTzmaut. It should be a day of simcha and happiness for all of us. As a matter of fact, I was listening to on the YU website. There's a shir about that. They mocked it. If you could shave today and listen to music, yeah. There's a kolel, a dati lu'umi kolel in Eretz Yisrael that answers shayla from all over the world. There's a call and it's Yerushalayim, that's Yilumi, and the question came from Tennessee. They said, interesting, the question came from Tennessee. In the community there, they had a discussion, what's the story? So I only listened to the first 5 minutes, so I don't want to, it was an 18-minute cheer. I listened to the first 5 minutes, and the first 5 minutes, basically they were mothering it, because... The question was Svira versus Yom HaTzmaut. It was interesting. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'm going to finish it today. I was too tired last night. Anyway, okay, here we go. The Elohein Mishum Rishus Lodonin. In the Mishnah, there are three categories of things. There's Shavuos, which are the Rabbanon. Shavuos, Rishus, and Mitzvah. And Rashi said yesterday that they're all shavuos. There are things that are usher because of shavuos, like for example, not to climb a tree. Then there were things that are rishus, like what was on that list of rishus? Not going to a beis din, not getting married. Then there were mitzvot, like donating to Hekdesh. Right? So what? Elohein mishum rishus lo donin. I have a mitzvah ka'avid, but that's a mitzvah. If I have a dispute with you. I say you owe me $100. You say no, it's not true. It's a mitzvah to resolve that, right? It's a mitzvah to resolve that. So Gemara gives a very difficult answer. The Gemara says, no, lo tzmicha dika da adaf minei. No, but there's a better dayan out there that you can go to on Sunday. So why go to Shabbos? There's a better dayan out there. Okay. Next, and then we'll do the big tosas here on the side. Lo makachin, you can't get married. Aye, for mitzvah ka'avid. It's a mitzvah to get married. What mitzvah is it exactly? It's a machlokes. Either it's a mitzvah to get married, or it's not a mitzvah to get married, but it's a heksher mitzvah to have peruvu, which everyone holds as a mitzvah. Lo tzvicha, no. Lo tzvicha, the issue is, the isla ishu banim. You're already married. And you have children. And Rashi says, according to Beis Shammai, two males. According to Beis Hillel, a male and a female. You already have that. So therefore, getting married is not a mitzvah. What is it? It's a rishus. What if you're not married?
She doesn't have children.
It goes by the man. What if you're not married? What if you're not married? So a single guy. So now I can get married on Shabbos and Yontif? That's what the Gemara seems to say.
What's the issue?
Lo chaltzin v'lo miyabmin. That's the two more lines. You can't do chalitza, you can't do yim. I have a mitzvah ka'avid. No, lo tzvicha d'ikka gadol. No, you have an older brother. Umitzvah begadol liyavim, and it's a mitzvah for him to do it, but he's not here. He's in Tennessee, asking Shiloh. So he's not here. So it's a mitzvah. V'kulu time am I? What's the whole reason why you can't do any of these things? Gzira shem yichtov. It's a gzira you may be going to write. Right, you're going to write down so and so married so and so. You're going to write down the tiredness of me against him. Right, you're going to write all this is going to be written down. You're going to write down a shtar that this woman got chalitza so she can get married now. You're going to write that down. So it's going to be recorded in Besen. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't this woman, didn't the husband die? What's going on with it? No. There's a chalitza. Look, we have a star from the Besen. I write it all down.
If that's the case, why did Gemara to bring this second case?
What second case?
If the Gzera here is that they may write, why do you have to say, no, he's married already? No,
So now, we don't have this Rashi. Tosfos, look at Tosfos. Pirusha Kuntris. Rashi says, it's the Tosfos Lama Vavon base. Pirusha Kuntris, Rashi says, Bahavale lemachshavinhu bahadi inach tesefa mi mitzvah. Rashi explains, but we don't have this Rashi. Rashi explains what the Gemara is bothered with is why are these things, namely getting married and not going to a beis din, why are they in the Rishus category? They should be in the mitzvah category. That's all Rashi, according to Rashi, that's all the Gemara is bothered with. Again, in the Mishnah, there were three categories. There was Shavuos, don't climb a tree. Don't go swimming. Then there was Rishus, don't get married. Then there was Mitzvah, don't donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, but it's a Mitzvah. Rashi learns that question meant, well, why is it in the middle category? It's a Mitzvah. It should be in the third category of Mitzvahs. The answer is no, it's not a Mitzvah, you're already married. Can you get married on Shabbos if you're a single boy? Of course not.
No, we have this Rashi. It says, we are my Kreilili Rishus.
Yeah.
Less lying in the Rashi.
Yeah, Umashani, back in Tosfos, it's very unclear. Umashani, Tosfos is going to say a lot, put a lot of words into those three words of Rashi. Umashani, lo tzmicha, de'ika da'adif minei. No, there's a better dying out there. So you're really waiting for that one. Ulakach, eno mitzvah kol kach, that's a mitzvah. Dumya, dahani, the seifa, like those other things in the seifa, which are real mitzvos. Ulafizeh, yachol lios, degam, b'deleka da'adif minei, usher. And if there's no dying better than him, he's the best guy around, still usher. V'chein, pirish nami, gabi lo makachin. The same explanation by the getting married. Ha mitzvah ka'avid, you did a mitzvah. You're getting a mitzvah, getting married to mitzvah. U'mishari, no, the isli ishu banim. No, the answer is you already have ishu banim. Mashma, afilu ein lo ishu banim, mikol makom maser. Right? Even if you don't have a wife, you're not married, you're a single person, it's still aser. The only thing is, why was it in this category and the other category? That's what Tosfos says, Rashi says. Vikasha, 1 second. To Amar Beperek Dine Maminis, we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Lefikach ain't dunin. There's no din. Lo be'erev Shabbos, v'lo be'erev Yontif. Right? No judgments. Why? The Hechi Levi, what are we going to do? But the Nahi B'mali Shabza, we're going to have a judgment on a Friday. Then the halacha is, in the Dine Nefashos case, you have to sleep over it. You have to sleep on it, right? So we're going to come back on Shabbos morning and kill the guy. Right? Look the lay of a Shabbos. In Ritzicha B'Shah, Docha Shabbos. Not do that. The Ritzicha is not Docha Shabbos. Misas Bezin is not Docha Shabbos. So how can we do it on a Friday? We can't do it on a Friday because we can't sleep on it and come back on a Shabbos. Says Tosfos. 1 second. Below Moshani, we didn't give an answer. We shouldn't have ain't done in B'dinan. We didn't give such an answer. Well, you know, I'll do judgment on Shabbos. That answer we didn't give. Mashma, Hasam, Dibbet Sanhedrin, Dimistama, Leka Adif Minayu, Shaper Dunin. If you don't have anybody, you can. If you don't have anyone better. Now, this is the best you got, you can judge on Shabbos. Not the Nefashis, because you can't kill on Shabbos. But if it's in the Mammonis, you could. That's what it's mashma like in that Gemara there. Right? V'yeshi liyashev, you want to give an answer. The nichale l'shas, l'meimar taima l'osir min ha-Torah, v'lo l'esar elam ha-Dorabanan. Hell, the Gemara wanted to give a better reason. A better reason is, this is a Dorabanan issue. A better reason is, it's osir min ha-Torah. Why? Because you're not allowed to judge on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. By the way, why can't Bezin kill on Shabbos? Why can't Bezin do its duty of killing on Shabbos? The answer is, because it says in Parshas Vayakel, l'sivaru eish b'chol mosh v'zechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Which means, if you look up in the Sefer Mitzvot, what that says, you know that Bezin can't give meat on Shabbos. So that's a much better reason than saying, well, maybe you'll write it down. That's a much better reason. That's not a raya.
Wow,
it does. Look it up. You'll see. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Rabbeinu Tam argues. He says, no, the mitzvah ka'avid, you're doing a mitzvah, v'amai gazru, umashani, we answer, lo tzricha, it's like ishu banim. Right? The Gemara's answer said, well, you're already married. Avil im ein lo ishu banim? What if you're not married? Mutter lakadesh the mitzvah ka'avid. If you're not married, it's okay. Against what we said? Against Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, you can get married on Shabbos if you're single. If you're a single guy.
But he has said, you may come in right.
That's only if you're married already.
No. What was the difference? The writing has nothing to do if you're married or you're not married. They start the ksuba.
I know. It's a good question. The kasha, we have another question. There are parakama diyuma, be Yerushalmi, gabe kohen gadol. We learned this. We said it by a kohen gadol. Misaknin lo isha acheres. Right? He has to have another wife waiting in the wings because he's not. The kohen gadol can't be single. Parich. Vare kohen lo kinyan b'shabbos. Aye. You're getting married on Shabbos. What?
Why doesn't say she get married on Shabbos?
Well, let's say Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
It's like a Shabbat. Umeshani, and we enter.
She dies on Yom Kippur.
Married before Yom Kippur.
No, he has to be married. Let's say the wife dies in Kol Nidre night. They prepare a second one. Just in case. He doesn't want to marry her. He's a happily married man. But she might die in Yom Kippur. If she dies, he's got to marry this other one. Why? Because he can't be single. Umishani, and we enter in Shavuot Bamikdash. Don't worry about that. There's other abundance in the base of Mikdash. Right? So, 1 second. What kind of answer is that? Ulishani, let's give the following answer. Dishari. It should be totally mutter. Why? Given the mitzvah ka'avid. You're doing a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Da'kiv and Jemesha Ishto, mitzvah l'olisha Yitzha Acheres. It's a mitzvah to be married for a kohen gadol. Ba'od, ka'avid mitzvah, dechzev chiper ba'ado ba'ad be'so. Elevada, for sure, yesh alma kipirish be'kunches. For sure, Rashi's right. For sure, you can't get married. For sure not. V'lo kasha, ma'hi de Sanhedrin. Da'ad ka'amar hacha, ta'im Hashem ha'yichtov. 1 second. For sure, Rashi's right. I and Sanhedrin, we gave another reason. So it says like this. Ha'acha, Taima Shema Yichtov. Maybe you'll write it down. The kiva and the yeshivu kvar bedin me erev yontiv. But over there, what happened? They did the court case was on Friday. They already wrote everything down. There's nothing left to write. They wrote it all. They have to wait overnight, sleep on it, and Shabbos morning. Nothing to write. That's why the Gemara gave a different reason. The Gemara said, "Well, you're not going to kill on Shabbos." Couldn't give the reason of Shema Yichtov. It's already written. Right? The Kfar Krasvu have a Zakin Vidivi Hamachayat and Mibod Yom. They already wrote down all the pros and cons of this guy on Friday. Right? Kidda Amar Hasam. Im Kain, Lo Shayach Le Migzar. There's a Shayach Xayah is going to write. There's nothing to write. It's already been written. Yeah?
But who said just because they slept on it and decided, okay, he's guilty, we're going to tell him they can't wait till Sunday?
No, you can't wait. Not allowed to. Then he says, V'od Yeh Shalom HaKapir Shabbat Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam really is right, and you can get married on Shabbos. Oh, Yontif. V'lo kasha me'ahid the Kohen Gadol. Don't tell me, well, how come by the Kohen Gadol we gave a different reason? T'cheshema, chad mitrei time and nukit. Maybe we gave one out of a different... We gave one reason. There's another reason out there. Ein hachanami. We said one reason. There's another reason out there. Interesting. Right, we don't get married on Shabbos. Right? But basically, we hold like Rashi. I know of 2 cases in history where someone got married on Shabbos. There's a famous case of the Ramah, where they used to get married on Fridays because they save money. Suda the Shabbos was a Suda what?
First marriage.
And there was happened was there was a fight.
Now they do it in Eretz Yisrael.
They do it now on Eretz Yisrael. I saw a second marriage. I saw one Eretz Yisrael.
They used to get married Fridays.
After the war, they did it all.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach got married on a Friday Purim. You know, Purim Hasholosh, Friday. So you got triple savings of money. Purim Suda, Shabbos, and a wedding. Could you imagine? That's how poor they used to be. So in the Ramah's time, they were getting married on a Friday. Friday morning, a fight broke out in the families. And it took the whole day to patch up the fight. And the Ramah was afraid that the wedding wasn't going to happen. Get married on Shabbos. He then wrote a tshuva justifying it. Tshuva starts off. I know you all think I'm some kind of half a guy, you know, that I allowed this. And a whole long tshuva how he allowed it.
Oh, it's the Ramah.
It's the Ramah who did it. And I heard, I didn't know, I didn't see it in print. I heard that Rabbi Yashav did the same thing a few years ago. The same thing. It was a Friday wedding, there was a fight, and he said, listen, it's going to break up, go get married. Ramah said, it's okay, Ramah's good enough for me. And he did the same thing. I heard that story that he did that. So it's a toss that says he could do it.
And the
Ksuv
and all that stuff they do before?
Yeah, so it was all ready. Everything's all ready. The only thing that's not ready is the Chasm and the Kala. Everything else is ready.
Why is it they write the comedian sick? Why do they aid them everything right in on at the wedding itself?
They're right before.
They do it before.
They aid them.
Huh? They're right before.
They do it right before because of mistakes.
I've seen during the chuppah, they write, they even come up and write. I don't know. I've never seen that. Okay, gotta move. It's a very hard daf today. But that's why I spent time on this, because this is easy. This is fun. It's interesting. It's brutally hard today. Okay, next.
Now we got 25 minutes to finish it.
Yeah, we're not going to finish it. V'elohei mishum mitzvah. That I'm on Lama Zayin Amar Aleph. The following things you couldn't do because it's a mitzvah. Lo makadshe, lo makdishin. You can't donate to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo ma'arichin, lo machrimin. All these are donations. Why? Gzeira misha mekachu memkar. Well, I can do that. I can go open my store. Okay. Lo makbiin truma to ma'isrus. So, pshita, isn't that obvious? You can't give truma. We had that already. Tani Rabbi Yosef, lo nitzrocha elut na lakorin bo bayom. No, you're going to give it to Kohen on that day. In other words, it's like tzedakah almost. Right? Vahani. Right? Vahani mili peri de tivla mi esmol. That's only true if it's peros that were tevel yesterday. Avol peri de tivlo idna. But if they became tevel today, for example, challah, you're allowed to bake on yontif. So the challah was created only today. Kigon isa, like the dough. La frushe mine challah. Ma frafi shinan viavinan le kohen. That you can give to a kohen. Because it was created today. Now they take off chumas and maizes on yontif. So to give it to him, also can. Maybe it looks like it's a sale. Vahani mishum rishus ikka mishum shuvus leka. What? These are only rishus and the not the rabbanans. Vahani mishum mitzvah ikka mishum shuvus leka. And what? The things that are mitzvah are also not aser. The whole thing. Amaritzchak lomi boy kamer lomi boy shuvus great datsa the aser. Forget. I don't even have to mention that you're not allowed to climb a tree and take a and go swimming. Ela afilu shuvus the rishus nami aser. Even a rishus. It's also aser. Like what? Like getting married. Velomi boi shavuz de rishus de aser. Not only that, el afilu shavuz de mitzvah nami aser. It's also aser. If you want to see the Rashi inside, it's a little down where we are. Hachi kamar lomi boya. He says like this. Klomar. Kulam isham shavuz yesh ben. They're also shavuz. The whole Mishnah is a shavuz. Varishonim, the first ones, iser yesh bahem. The aim behem lachluchas mitzvah. They're aser. There's nothing with a mitzvah at all, like climbing a tree. There's no mitzvah involved. It's just pure enjoyment. V'amantziim, the middle ones, yesh lehem shavuot. Of course, they're aser. Afal pishi yesh bem ksas mitzvah. A little bit of a mitzvah. Still getting married, still a mitzvah, even if you're married already. Still something, right? Going to a bez in that, it's still something. V'achronim, mitzvah gemurahein. The third category are full-fledged mitzvahs. Afal pikein, gazru alein shavuot. Even though it's still a shavuot. V'lo zu afzu katani, and it's written in a lo zu afzu lo tema kamai hudasiri. Don't tell me the first ones are aser. The havale shavuos gredasa, because there's nothing special about them. So I can't climb a tree on Shabbos. So okay, so good. El not klomar she'avral shavuos the ein im aveira zu shemetz mitzvah. It has no other shemetz of a mitzvah. El afilu mitzai, even the middle ones. The havale shavuos the ikarishus krovas mitzvah. It has a little bit, almost like a mitzvah. Gaba, nami aser, it's also aser. That's a very wordy Rashi. Rashi, when would Rashi have to do that? Goes through both sides of the lozu azu. Okay, very good. Exactly. The next part of the Mishnah said, kol elu b'yomtif amru, and then he said, the Mishnah, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yomtif, except for ochel nefesh b'lvad. V'reminu, is that true? What about mashil and derech aruba b'yomtif avalo b'shabbos? What about all those tircha things? We said you're allowed to lower the fruit on Yontif, down the skylight, but not on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh at all. Right? The Amr of Yosef, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha, the case of the lowering the boxes is Rebbe Lazar. Ha, and over here, it's Rebbe Yoshua. It's a different people. Titanya, Osov Yespinosha, lo fulubar, a mother and a baby fall into a pit on Yontif. So Rebbe Lazar Omer, my Lazar Rishon, take one out, the first one. Almanas l'shochto, you want to shecht it, you want to have meat, you want to have no problem. V'shochto shecht it. V'asheni, the second one, osei lo parnas l'bimkomo. You feed it, k'dei shlo tov yomus, it shouldn't die, down in the pit. Make sure it doesn't die. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, no. My Lazar Rishon, almanas l'shochto. You take the first one up, I'm going to shecht it. And look at v'en l'shochto. You're not going to shecht it, you're going to change your mind. V'chozer v'umarim, then you go back and you make a trick, right? V'umala sheni, and then you take the second one out. Then, once they're both out, ratzazeshachot, right? So they're going back. Rebbe Eliezer, who said you can only take up one, he's not so concerned about hefsid mamon on yontif. He's not so concerned. He says, try your best to keep the one alive in the pit, and if it doesn't stay alive, it doesn't stay. That's so concerned about hefsid mamon. So to him, he would not allow you to lower the boxes down the skylight on Yontif. And Rebbe Yeshua does. Rebbe Yeshua said, you can make a trick. Get the other one out of the pit also. Right? So him, he was makel because of hefsid mammon. It has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Ein bein yontif l'shavet el ochal nefesh b'vad. Amalei Abaya mimai. Who said? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rebbe Elazar hasam. Maybe the only reason why Rebbe Elazar said over there you don't have to take the other one out. El de efshir b'parnasa. Because you can keep it alive in the pit. It's not going to die. Abal hacha dil efshir b'parnasa. Lo. And over here, right? Here, there's no such issue with efshir b'parnasa. The question is, we don't want the fruit to get ruined. Maybe, no, he wouldn't say that. Maybe he'd say, you know what? If there's no, what else are you going to do? He could lower them. Inami or ad kan lo kam Rebbe Yeshua hasam el de efshir la rume. You're able to do this trick. Abal hacha dil efshir la rume lo. But here, what trick are you going to do? There's no trick. Therefore, maybe you can't take them down. El Amr of Papa, lo kasha. It's a different kasha. A different answer to the kasha. The kasha was, we said only ochel nefesh is different, and now we see there's a difference with tircha. Different. So that machlok, we can't say it's a machlokas between those two, because maybe it was specifically over there, by the Osev Espino. El, it was different two people. Who are they? Ha Beis Shammai, ha Beis Hillel. The case of the boxes is Beis Shammai. Our Mishnah is Beis Hillel. The Tnan, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Motziin, Lois HaKatan, Lois HaLolov, Lois HaSefer Torah, L'Rishus HaRabim, U'Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Shammai does not hold from Mitoch, and Beis Hillel does. So therefore what?
The Mishnah goes like Beis Shammai?
What?
Did you ever say that? The Mishnah goes like
Beis Shammai? That's more Beis Hillel. Right, I'm sorry. Therefore you can't lower the boxes. According to Beis Shammai, you cannot lower the boxes. Right? According to Beis Shammai, you cannot lower the boxes. According to Beis Hillel, you can. Right? And then our Mishnah must be Beis Shammai. It could be both of them. It could be both of them. But what about the boxes? That's only Beis Hillel. The Gemara says again, Dil Malohi, it's not true. Ad kan lo kamar Beis Shammai hasam ela hautza. Maybe he only said that regarding Hotza. Aval Tiltal Lo. But regarding Tiltal, what's Tiltal? Right? Maybe just to move them, to take that thing from the roof to the house, he wasn't so Machmir. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Atu Tiltal Lav Tzorech Hotzahu? Isn't Tiltal only for Hotza? In other words, look what Rashi says. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Tchilas Hotza Al Yedei Tiltal Hi. You can't have Hatzah without having first Tiltal. You can't do that. You can't get something out of the house without picking it up first. V'chol ma'ash gazru eina ela mishum Hatzah. The whole reason, says Rashi, the whole reason why Mux is even Aser is Xavier because of Hatzah. You hear that? Not everyone says that. Some say it's just things you don't need. Be busy on Shabbos with things like this. But Rashi says here, the Gemara says it. It's really also, the only reason why the Hotza is because of, is the only reason we ask with Muksa is Xeru Mishum Hotza. Therefore, behind the low Gajo al Tiltal Kalim V'Ochlim, so why didn't we make Xeru on anything? You can't touch anything? You can't touch your Challah. Eshalo Yochlu Amal Behen Levat al Onan Shabbos Simchat Yantav. You can't have a life like that. You can't eat on Shabbos. You can't fast every Shabbos. You can't touch food. That's crazy. So what do? They made Xeru on things you don't need. Why do you need money on Shabbos? What do you need money for? That's muksa. What do you need boxes of supplies? You don't need that. That's muksa. So therefore, of course, Beis Shammai would agree. If Beis Shammai holds that bitoch, it's only tiltal. Yeah, but the whole thing is for hotza. So the whole thing would be usher. So you could say that's Beis Shammai, that mishnah is only Beis Shammai. Okay, next. Habehema v'hakelim karagli bailim. A behema. Now, we know such a thing as a tchum, right? You can go 4,000 amos, you can go 2,000 amos, then you put a eruv, you can go another 2,000. What about my challah knife? My challah knife, let's say you want to borrow my challah knife, and you need to take it outside the tchum, but I didn't put an eruv. You have an eruv. So can you borrow my challah knife and take it outside to your tchum, which is not my tchum? The answer is no. Why? Because my kalim go by me. Your kalim go by you. His kalim go by him. Right? Behema v'akelim, kiragli habailim. They go after the baal. They follow the owner. Right? Okay? They follow the owner. That's easy. That's the easy case. The hard cases are, partners and two people living in the same house. Right? Those are the hard ones. Easy one. You want to borrow my stuff? 100%. You're bound by my tongue if you want to borrow my stuff. That's easy.
Borrowed on Shabbos before.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. You borrowed on Shabbos before. We're going to get to that. So Hamoser Behemto Livno Olaroe. Let's say you give your behema to your son or to a shepherd on Yontif. They're going to watch it. You're going to go to shul. They're watching it on Yontif. Harehilu Kiragle Abailim. It goes after the Baal. The owner. The owner. Now, that's also easy, right? You're just a watchman. Why does it go by you? You're a watchman. You want to take him to grazing? My tchum. Kalim hamiyuchadim le'echad min ha'achim shebabayis. If a keli belongs to a bunch of brothers in the house, right? Hare elu kiraglov. This is kalim that are miyuchadim. It's only, it's my thing. We live together in the house, right? But it's my item. So it goes by me, right? Also easy. She'ein miyuchadim, but if it's not special for me, it's not mine. Right, everybody has the cutlery. We all share that together. It's not my cutlery. We all share it together. That hari elu kimakom shahalchim. It can go where everybody could go. So if we have heirs in all crazy different directions, it can only go wherever we could all go. Okay? That's also easy. Now it gets hard. Hashoel kli mechavero. If somebody borrows a kli, me erev yontif. If you borrow it on Erev Yontif, Kiragli Hashoel. Now it has the din of the borrower. So I come to you on Erev Yontif. Well, listen, we have a simcha over there in the other town. I'm at a tchum. Can I borrow your fancy dishes? You really want to use the fancy dishes? Yeah, no problem. I don't need them. No problem. I don't need them. My mother-in-law's coming. I don't need the fancy ones. No problem. Then he the borrower can take them to the other town. He came before Yontif. They're like his, really. Now he's a borrower. What? Be Yontif. If he comes on Yontif in the morning and borrows them, Kiragli Hamashil, then it goes by the lender. Not really. Not any different, really.
What's the happening on the error of Yontif that it shouldn't be?
By the lender. Because it still belongs to the lender. But the answer is
there's no.
So, okay, so not everything is a big chiddush here. Not everything is earth shattering chiddush. The mission is to say the long mishnah here. He's right. Erev Yontif, it goes by the borrower. V'chein isha she'ela mechaverta tavlin umayim umelach leisa. A woman goes to her neighbor to borrow some spices or water or dough, right? Hari elu karagle shtehen. Now it goes by both. Why does it go by both? No, it's not. The first case is either the borrower or the lender. And here we say it's both. Why is it both of them? No. Why is it both of them?
No, I'm saying it's almost like similar to the case where a whole bunch of brothers are sharing his back.
No, it's not giving me. I want to borrow some salt. I'm not giving the salt back.
I'm just going to come and eat some food.
Yeah, I came to borrow salt.
I'm
going to
come and eat some food. What's the difference?
So let's see Rashi.
You're not borrowing it.
Of course you're borrowing it. Oh, you really get it as a gift. So Rashi says, Ein, it's the Rashi of Kiragli Shtehen, Ein, Molichos, Osam, Elo, Lamakom, Shtehen, Yolcholas, Lalelech. You can only go where they both can walk. So if they made errors in different directions, not that you can't go that far. Why? What's the difference? The Kiv on Dibi Yantav, She'aila, since on Yantav, you asked for it, Kanu Hatavlin O Amayim, Fahamelach, Shabesa Eitzel Baalehen. Didn't answer why. The answer is because when I borrow on Yontif, right? I borrow your spices. What am I doing with that? No, I'm cooking with it.
Okay.
So your spice is going to my pot. So it's like a partnership. You can't say that by any of these other cases. I want to borrow your challah knife. Taking the challah knife and going to my shaver brachas in the other town. Nothing wrong with that. Here, the whole thing becomes one challenge.
Could the lender theoretically walk in while the borrower is asleep and steal some of the food? Because he's a shutif?
No.
So how are they a shutif? It's very schwer.
It's also because he's got to give it back.
You can't give that.
So let's do the next line. 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, poter mayim. He says, by mayim, it's not the case. Poter b'mayim, right? The mayim will not stop the pot. Will not stop the... the mayim will not cause both of you to be partners. But they should aim behem mamish. Says Rashi, eini karos, lo b'kedera v'lo b'isa. The water gets gone. It's gone. It gets, right? In the chalent, it gets dried out. And in the pot, it gets dried out. In the dough also. When you eat a piece of bread, you don't see any water. There was water here once. The water's gone. Hilkach ein ma'akvos holy chasam. Therefore, I let you water. It won't stop you from taking whatever you want. I am a partner in the water. The water's gone. Ugemara mukel of a tavel ava she'ein amayim dekarimbo. Umelach lo polig, demugbina lo, gemara b'melach astekurius, shigasa v'nikaris. The salt you can still notice. It's fat, heavy salt. We'll see a little bit more in Amud Beis about that. Okay, now. First point. Masnisin deloka rabdosa. First point is, this Mishnah is not like Rabdosa. Titania, Rabdosa Omer, V'omri lo abashol Omer, Halokeach behema mechavero me'erev yantif. If you borrow a behema from somebody on erev yantif, afal pi shalom masro elo biyantif, even though you only gave it on yantif, harehi kiragle halokeach, it belongs to the taker. That's not what we said in the Mishnah.
No.
Right? Famosa behema leroe, and if you give a behema to a shepherd, afal pi shalom masro elo biyantif, even though you gave it on yantif, harehi lo kiragle haroe. It can go by the tuchum of the roe. It's not what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah can't be Rabdosa. Impossible. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if you give it to a roe, it goes by the giver. And then he said it goes by the roe. Can't be impossible. Then what is now a field tamer Rabdosa? Lo kasha. Kan beroa echad. Now Rabdosa was told there was only one shepherd in town. So when you give it to the shepherd, you're giving it to him. It's like, let him be in charge. Therefore, he can take whatever he wants. It goes by his tchum. Khan, the Mishnah, was Bishnei Roam. Was talking about two different shepherds. There are two shepherds in town.
Where did he give it? On
Yantif? Yeah. On Yantif. But it doesn't matter because it goes by his. So there's only one shepherd. So I, when you woke up in the morning, oh, there's only one shepherd in this town. I'm giving it to him. Whatever he does with the animals, I'm good by me. When there's two shepherds, you get into Breyer a little bit here. Which one am I giving it to? Where's he going to go? What are they doing? I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
The purpose of the shepherd is to watch it, so he should really give him carte blanche the way he has to do it.
Exactly. So if there's one shepherd, you give him carte blanche. If there's two shepherds, right? By the way, if there's two shepherds, you're not sure. I think Rashi says this. If there's two shepherds, you're not sure which one you're giving it to. You don't like that one. You do like the other one. That one's better. He's cheaper. All these chishvonos. And therefore, and you don't like this?
No.
Doesn't make sense?
Is any different than barring goat?
Okay, I hear you. By the way, Dekanami, Diktani, Livno, Olaroa, Shamina. The Mishnah said it's two people. There's a son, and then there's also the other shepherd. Right? Your son's a shepherd. We don't give it to him. You give it to the other shepherd. Right? Amar Rabba, Rachana, Amar Biachanan, Halacha Kerabdosa. Halacha is like Rabdosa. So 1 second. Me Amar Biachanan Haki, Amar Biachanan Halacha Kestam Mishnah. How can you say the Halacha is like Rabdosa? It's a Stam Mishnah. The Ar Mishnah. It's not. A Behem Vakel Kragli Bailam. The behema and the kalim go after the baal. How can you say the lachas like Rabdosa? What are you talking about? V'lavo kimna kandru echakab shnei ro. We answered that. We said this is different between one shepherd and two shepherds. So the whole thing is not. It's not a stira. Okay, I hear your question. So let's do the top Rashi. Oh, we're running out of time. Let's do the top Rashi very fast. Kandru echad she'ein be'ir el roa echad. The only the whole town only has one roa. Therefore, call Bnei Ha'ir, Ma'amidin Behemtam Berishuso. Everybody gives you your sheep, your animals to this guy. He's the only guy in town. V'nitnes B'shivisaso. And he acquires the tchum. Hilkach, Bein Mocher, Bein Lokeach. Whether you're a giver, Daito Shlo Tikna HaBehema, Shivisaso, Etzlo El Shivisaso Roa. You give it to the Roa. Of course it's going to be his Shivisa. He's the shepherd. Umasnisim b'shnei roed, but a mishnah of two. Delo yedinan lei who lei minayu. You don't know who it's going to. Therefore, havile das bailim hilkach hey rehein kiragli abailim in enam eitzel roed b'vodyon. Okay, unless he gave it to an erev yantif. Okay. Tana rabana shnayim sheshe elu chalok echad b'shutfis. If two people buy a shirt as a partnership, So now what happens on Yontif? Zeh leilech bo shachris lebeis ha-medrash. This guy shachris goes to daven with it. Zeh nichnas bo aris lebeis ha-mishnah. And this guy goes to eat with it in Meir's time. Zeh erev alav l'tzafon. One made erev in the north. Zeh erev alav l'dorom. And one made erev in the south. Zeh erev alav l'tzafon. Mahalech l'tzafon. Kirag l'yeh erev alav l'dorom. He can go as far as the southern guy can go. In other words, you have a town. He made an air of 2,000 am. He made an air of 1,000 amas above, and the other guy made an air of 1,000 amas. I'm sorry.
2,000. He made 1,000.
Huh?
1,000
problem. Both directions.
1,000 problem.
They have 1,000 in common.
Right. They have 1,000 in common, so you can only go 1,000. I made an air of 2,000 amas to the north, but the other guy made an air of 2,000 amas to the south. Right? So how much can the southern guy walk in the north?
Nothing.
What?
Only nothing.
He can walk nothing. He can walk nothing.
So 2,000 from his...
So the answer is, he made an air of 1,000 amas to the north, and the other guy made an air of 1,000 amas to the south. So if the guy to the south, how much can he walk to the north? 1,000. The guy who made the air to the north, how much can he walk to the north? 3,000. He can only walk 1,000. Because he's bound by the southern guy. You see? He after 1,000, he made another one for 2,000 more. He wanted to walk 3,000.
Is he bound by the guy's air or by the guy's position?
By the guy's position. But it's the same thing.
No, at any given time, does it change? That's my point.
No, what do you mean?
When
you start Shabbos. The city doesn't count. The city doesn't count.
If he's walking a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He's utilizing his air. He's walking northward. He's utilizing his air. Does the guy walking southward now have to take into account the distance?
No, it only goes where the Erev is, where the Tchum is. He made a Tchum at 1,000 amas in the north to walk 2,000 more. The guy did the same thing in the south. Now the southern guy can only walk 1,000 amas in the north, because his Erev is on the south. He prevents the northern guy from using his Erev. And the same thing with the southern guy. Makes sense?
No.
It makes perfect sense.
An Erev is 2,000 amas, not 1,000.
No, but you can make it whatever you want. You can make it whatever you want.
Turn the page. There's a picture on the next page. We'll understand it.
It's an algebra question.
Zeh. Zeh she'erev alav l'dorom. The guy who made the southern one. Mahalech l'dorom. Karag l'misha erev alav b'tzafen. He can walk. He can walk as far as the northern guy can walk.
Not only apply to the shirt, but he can actually walk the tistin. He can walk 2,000 amas.
No, because your Erev governs your entire Shabbos. Not just the shirt.
Because the shirt is the only thing you have in common with the other guy.
Well, that's what they discuss.
Yes.
No, just with the shirt. What's he supposed to take off the shirt
when
he gets to the Erev? Now. I know the Erev. It's a
okay, let's go. Okay, we got to do a little more. V'yemitzo et ha-tchum. If they both made tchums in the center, meaning, harait zeh. Lo, you think Zenim and Komo? Nobody can move. He made an air that way. They can't go anywhere. They're stuck in the town. Okay. Itmar, Shnayim shechalku chavis ubehema b'shutfis. What if they borrowed together b'shutfis a behema or a barrel? And right. So Rav Amar chavis muteres ubehema asura. The chavis they can move. The behema they can't move. Which makes no sense. Shmuel Amar, no, Chavos Mamis here, they can't move anything. So, right, Marcus of a Rav, what does Rav hold? E Kasavar Yesh Breira, if he holds a Breira, then I feel a Behema Tishtri. Right, in other words, it'll be Mavarar tomorrow, which half was mine, and which half was yours. So why figure it out? E Kasavar Ein Breira, and if you don't hold from Breira, then I feel a Chavos Mamis here, then you can't even move the Chavos. So why does he split it? La Olam Kasavar Yesh Breira, really he holds from Breira. The shiny behema is different. You know why? Because every limb of the animal is connected to the other limb. There's no way to say brera. There's no way to separate it. It doesn't apply by a barrel of wine. Half the barrel is mine, half the barrel is yours. So tomorrow when we divvy it up, it was brera, this was mine, that was yours. How do you say that on limbs? The heart is connected to every part of the body. So the whole thing is connected. How do you say brera? Difficult Gemara. Amri le Rav Kahana of Ravasi Larav Listen Muksalo Khashashu Listen Tchum and Khashashu. Right? So then the same thing is true with the Tchum. Right? What's that question mean? What does that question mean? it's a muksal chashashu, it's a tchumen chashashu. Right? What does that mean? The same thing would be true on the muksa too. I'm not thinking about your stuff. I don't care about your stuff. I don't care about your stuff.
No, we talk about muksa in the animal, something crazy here.
Yeah. What's he talking about?
Sustenance drawn from one part of the animal to the other rendered muksa, even though which others share.
Right. Right. In other words,
muksa. The barrel's not muksa.
Right. So even if you get around this braver problem, it's still muksa.
Exactly.
Because your stuff doesn't have anything to do with me. Shasak Rav. Rav couldn't answer that. That's a good question. Either he ignored it because he thought it was something ridiculous, or he thought it was, that's a good question. I don't have an answer for that one. Right? Okay. So, we'll stop here. The truth is, it's not a bad place to stop because now we're going to get into heavy Breira, and it's not going to end until way out of Aleph. So, tomorrow. All right? Very good. Everyone have a great day.
Do we hold a Yesh Breira or Ein Breira?
I don't know. And a good Yontif. And a good Yontif, a Chag Sameach. Everyone have a very good day.
Well, what do we hold?
I don't know.